This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, right before Valentine's Day, we are going to find out from Dr. Doug Weiss how you can be a lover spouse. You're not going to want to miss this, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I am so honored today to interview Dr. Doug Weiss, who's been on my podcast before and who I consider a friend. And he has written a book that I read it probably a year or so ago. It's called Lover Spouse. And it's a very, very good book. And so, first of all, I want to welcome you to my podcast. And I want to talk to you about this book and what people can learn.
Well, thanks, Steve. Looking forward to it. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff, and it's a perfect time to talk about day before Valentine's Day.
Dr. Weiss, the book is called Lover Spouse, and you say that the goal of the book is to totally shift the way that you think, feel, and behave in your marriage. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I was a pastor, and I would marry people. And there's something about when you said, you know, I now pronounce you husband and wife, that all the lover stuff, all the, you know, the creating time, the playfulness, the romance could evaporate very quickly because now they both defined what their role is. I'm a good husband if I do 1, 2, 3. I'm a good wife if I do 1, 2, 3. And it's usually things they're naturally good at. So they're always a good wife and always a good husband. But they move from relationship to functionship. And they lose that spark over time. They lose the loverness, the passion, really, for marriage. It's like, wow, I just want to be with my best friend, lover. And that disappears into, did the kids get this? Did that get done? Is this thing being paid? And I really think the paradigm we use for marriage has had an influence on that.
You talk about how this is a paradigm-shifting book because Christian marriages were designed to be different, to be passionate and fulfilling and long-lasting until death do we part. So how does the paradigm shift? You just talked about how it ought to shift. How to make that happen?
Well, once you realize that really when you walk down the aisle, you're not saying I'm going to be your husband or wife. You're saying I'm going to be your lover. I'm going to be that person for you, your cheerleader, you're the person you could be sensual with, playful with. I'm going to romance you. I'm not going to forget about you. I'm going to hear you. I'm going to see you. Like, I wish those were the kind of vows that we were making, you know, because that's really what we're signing up to be, is that because we're the only person who can be that person's lover. And when we refuse to be their lover and we just go to work and we just clean the house, and we go to function, both people ache and get dry, oftentimes leads to dysfunction, pain, acting out in all kinds of ways, from food to overworking to pornography to all kinds of crazy stuff, because the ache for a lover isn't being met by the spouse.
On TV, you see ads aimed at men about their libido being less, and they talk about if you buy this supplement or whatever, that they will be better in the gym and better in the bedroom. Now, part of the aging process is slowing down. How does a Christian couple turn that around?
Well, you know, if that was an ad for women, it would be, you know, guys, you want to turn on your wife? Share your feelings with her. Pray with her. Take her on a date. You know, when you say something, actually follow through and do it. And you could raise the arousal of your wife to really want to be with you, right? So, you know, you can have the highest testosterone level possible. But if you are not engaging your wife spiritually and emotionally, you're not going to have a partner that wants to connect to you because you're not doing the complete work of sexuality, which is romance, a spirituality, emotional connection, thoughtfulness, and loving them outside the bedroom as a soul, as a person, not just as someone who takes care of things for you.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast around Valentine's Day was to give people a resource that would help them walk through it. And the chapters and the way the book is laid out is very easy to understand. But tell my listeners two or three things that is why they should buy this book. And then I want to find out how they can buy it from your ministry.
Sure. Well, the first thing is, when you walk down the aisle, you make kind of four promises: to forsake all others. And that's just not committing adultery. Look at your entertainment. Look at the way that you either share your heart or not. Love, honor, and cherish. You can evaluate those and see how you're really doing with your spouse. And you can incorporate the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to be a lover, wants to love your spouse, and wants to deal with that. And also there's some roadblocks, whether it's family of origin stuff, sin behaviors, that can block you from being the best lover, and how to deal with that. And, you know, and maintaining the course of intimacy, connection. You want to do that. The Lover's Spouse book helps you do that. It's a great thing to do as a devotion. It's for both of you to have the conversations on how am I as your lover. And in fact, if that answer is awesome, great, fantastic, okay, maybe buy another book. But if it's like, you know, when I think of the word lover, I don't think about you. I wish I did. Then this is the perfect book to solve that problem, because you want your wife and your husband to go, when I hear the word lover, I think of you. And that's the way it should be.
Well, this book is important every day of the year, but at Valentine's Day, tell my listeners one idea they can do to just make Valentine's Day a little bit more special, a little idea they wouldn't have thought of on their own.
I would ask the question to your spouse and say, if I was your lover, and let them finish the rest of that sentence, and let them tell you what their heartbeat is so that you can walk that dream out with them. I've never seen couples, when they answer that question, miss it. It's like they were made for each other once we can expose that dream.
And tell people how they can order it.
They can go to drdougweiss.com, drdougweiss.com, or they can call my office, 719-278-3708. And there's lots of marriage materials there for people.
And the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up if you didn't write it down the first time. Dr. Doug Weiss, I want to thank you for taking time from your very busy schedule to talk to me and my listeners about what they could do on Valentine's Day. And thank you for writing this book. I'm finding it very interesting. I'm enjoying rereading it. I'm able to read it a little bit faster because I've been through it once. And I just really encourage everybody to get this book. I think that you will really be glad you did. And with that, I'll wrap up this edition of The Strang Report. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast and causing us to just go over 3 million downloads, which is a pretty big milestone. And tune in again tomorrow for another episode on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.